please turn to page 14 in the large Presbyterian? And let's do the traditional Apostles' Creed as our affirmation of faith this morning. With me, please. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we prepare to give to the church this morning, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your steadfast love and mercy. Let us remember this as we prepare to give a portion of what you have provided to your church. We further ask that you bless these offerings so they will further your work here on earth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Mr. Dakins, please come forward.
Are there joys and concerns this morning? And I draw your attention to the prayer list in the bulletin to pray for those folks listed there. The power of prayer is unbelievable. Janet? Okay. Are there others? Becky?
Can you pray that Fred Stowe will find a job?
Okay. Okay. Others.
Jack, I'd like to ask for prayers for two members of my family. One is my brother's oldest son, who has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He's 44. And the other is my son, Daniel, who is facing some tests for cancer.
Okay. And we have a prayer request. This Saturday will be Frieda and Robert's 50th wedding anniversary. And we wish you many, many more. And for Tina Barlow, who is having surgery this week. Also for John Billing. Okay. Who recently had a stent put in his heart. For those folks. Remember those folks that are undergoing tremendous problems from this latest hurricane that's come up. Over 500 killed in Haiti, and they haven't fully recovered from the last hurricane that hit the island. And they're under tremendous pressure now. Homes are gone, and their crops, which is what they were depending on, have been destroyed, decimated. I had a report from a missionary to Haiti this past week, and not only are the problems big and huge right now, but looking toward the future is not a very pleasant thing to do if you're in Haiti. Are there any others? Then let us turn to God in prayer, remembering that He calls us to use prayer as a way of communicating with Him and as a way of strengthening our faith. Let us pray. Almighty God, You have heard our concerns listed. You have heard of a sister-in-law in need of prayer, of a gentleman looking for a job who needs help to do that, of a nephew who is facing cancer, other family members who face the uncertainty of what cancer brings into a family. And yet we know that when we place our faith in You, O God, that many things do happen and that You take care of those needs in Your way. Remind us that it's not always what we would hope for, but it's Your way of dealing with our needs, Your way of making our life complete by being a part of Your family. We live in a world of unrest, a world that has brought upon itself changes in its climate, tinkering with what You have made perfect and finding the results of it. And like the people that Jeremiah talked about, O God, we have to be reminded that at times when we turn our back on You, there are consequences. We have to live with it. But as You've done the people in Jeremiah's time, do to us also, comfort us in our time of want and our time of need. Soften the hearts of those people who are in positions of power, who lead our nations, that they might make decisions that are good for Your children, no matter where they live. Help bring peace to those nations where war is so prevalent, where children are being killed daily, where families live in constant fear of bombs dropping upon them. Wake us up, God, to realize that You sent Your Son to teach us how to love one another, how to talk to one another, how to understand each other, and how indeed to be brothers and sisters together as your children. Bring peace to this world, to the unrest that we face so often. We thank you, God, for all that you give us on a daily basis. And as we face the fall season, remind us that the harvest is there to meet our needs through the winter. And we thank you for that. We thank you for all the gifts you give us constantly. And Almighty God, we put our faith and our trust in you, that you alone are God, and you alone know what we need, and you alone will meet our needs. Hear this, our prayer as we offer it up in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, in whose name we offer this prayer. Amen. Our sending hymn is number 425, verses 1 and 4. Lord of light, your name outstanding, outshining. Outside the small church that I've been serving is a sign. And on the front of that sign facing the street, it tells the worship time and invites people in. And on the back of the sign as you go out, it says, now the service begins. Go out into the world in love and share that love with all that you meet. Share the love of Jesus Christ, that through him our salvation is guaranteed. Now may the peace of the Lord God Almighty rest with each of you and stay with you in your travels throughout this week and shine upon you and keep you safe in his peace. Amen.